Hi, this is Tom Dunn. I'm the director of marketing for Panasonic Automotive in North America. So we're very excited to be here at CES. We've got a lot of great stories to share with the world about our consumer space, and probably what people don't know Panasonic so well for is our large business that we have in the automotive space.
You have been a follower, or you are leading tech?
Well, I think clearly we've been a leader, and we've been in the automotive space for over 60 years now. It's probably one of the best kept secrets in the industry, but as was mentioned here last year by our president, Mr. Suga, Panasonic is really emphasizing the B2B elements, right? And automotive is a key element of our B2B strategy. We supply just about every vehicle manufacturer globally. IHS has rated us number one, the top supplier for global infotainment systems for 2 years in a row. We're clearly the leader when it comes to providing electrification products that make those wonderful vehicles from Tesla, from Toyota, from Ford, from Volkswagen, able to be electric vehicles, right? As well as wonderful entertainment systems, our ELS systems with Acura, and maybe something that you're familiar with is our Fender Premium Audio that we launched with Volkswagen in 2011, and it's now on the Passat, the Jetta, the Beetle Convertible. There was a special edition Fender Beetle that was launched. Now it's on the Tiguan. And then next week in Detroit, they'll be announcing that the Fender system's available on the new Golf. So it's a tremendous success story that we're having with Volkswagen. We look to expand that and to have a more global presence as Volkswagen continues to grow around the world.
Yeah, that's an interesting story, because just give me that extra moment of thinking about that. When I'm driving a Ford Mustang, I'm one of those who really likes to do that.
Nice.
I always got an extra little kind of signature saying that is supported by Microsoft Industries. Now, if I go to the Volkswagen, I never see anything on Panasonic. Is that by purpose? What is the idea behind that?
Well, we have a relationship that we started with Fender Musical Instruments Company, long-term exclusive relationship we announced in 2007. The reason was we realized that in the automotive market, the vehicle manufacturers want to differentiate, right? They don't want to be the same as every other vehicle manufacturer. And the consumers want something that's very interesting, sounds great, but also has an emotional connection and perhaps to their own lifestyle, right? So we looked at what possible partners exist in the marketplace, and Fender really stood out. And when we were able to create a Fender system, working together with Fender's engineers, had people hear that, the whole goal is to recreate this feeling of a live performance. So when you get in the Volkswagen vehicles that have the Fender system, you'll see the Fender logos. Okay. On the speaker grills, right? And then if you read the press conference, press releases, et cetera, you'll see the Panasonic name as the, powered by Panasonic, right? Which is, it's really our technology, our automotive expertise, our integration expertise, our devices, together with some Fender technology and some of their expertise that makes this system so unique.
So if I'm allowed to summarize that, you have been a partner for Hollywood for many, many years, jumping all kind of new ideas, including Abbey Studios and all the rest of it. And now you become a partner for more and more of the industry. So that means you're shifting more and more to the B2B environment?
That's right. And when we look at, especially in the automotive market, the vehicle manufacturers want to work with companies that have great reliability, great manufacturing capability, global R&D, and also a lot of knowledge from the consumer space that they can use when they're designing and prioritizing their features. So they look at companies like Panasonic as really distinguishing themselves and being able to provide a lot of value to their company. That's why we've been so successful in growing our B2B, especially our automotive business.
So Thomas, that's going to mean, and that's the last question, we're going to meet again at NIB show?
I would love to meet you there. Yeah,